Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When I Need Help by Christine Brown. Read by Leah Martin. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. When I found out the good news that I was pregnant, I rushed out and bought several books on baby's first year, including How to Get Your Baby Started on a Regular Sleep Schedule. I soon found out the authors didn't take into account things like food sensitivities, unexpected illnesses, feeding issues, or a host of other factors that can affect a baby's ability to rest. And if baby doesn't sleep, neither does mom or dad. I remember feeling inadequate as a mom. I thought something was wrong with me. I had all the books, for goodness sake. Why couldn't I figure this out? I wanted to be a good mom. I tried everything, but I just couldn't get him to sleep well. I needed help, but I didn't want to ask. So I let myself fall deeper into despair instead of reaching out. In Galatians 6:2, the Apostle Paul encourages the church with this: share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. He knew there would be times when we'd need help. And as a fellowship of believers, we can fulfill God's great plan by being there to help carry one another's burdens. If helping others was important enough for Paul to mention to the early church, why do we struggle with it today? Why is it so hard to ask for help? I, for one, love being the helper. I love serving and giving, but when it comes to seeking help in my time of need, I hesitate. I feel like I'm being a burden, or that my people will resent me asking. But it's actually contrary to God's word. Serving others brings joy, purpose, and abundant blessing. Our family and friends are often glad we asked and eager to lend a helping hand. Luke 6:38 reads, "Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." So, reaching out may be uncomfortable. We may feel vulnerable putting our needs out there, but when we do, we're giving others the opportunity to give and receive a blessing. I remember one day when I'd reached a low point with my precious infant and I didn't know what else to do. And then my sister-in-law called. She asked how I was doing, and I burst into tears. She simply said, "Pack up a bottle and a diaper and bring the baby to me for a few hours." Her gesture brought instant peace and calm to my weary heart. If you need help today, I pray God will bring to mind someone you can reach out to. May God give us the courage to move past our apprehension and ask for help. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, there are times in life when I feel overwhelmed. Times when I think I should be able to handle everything on my own, and times when I've chosen not to ask for help. Forgive me, Lord, for not reaching out. Help me to see the blessing that comes with asking for help. Your word teaches us that as a body of Christ, we're designed to share our burdens. We're called to lift one another up and serve your children. You never intended for us to handle everything on our own. Help me remember this the next time I struggle with asking for help. Allowing others to help me opens the door for you to work in and through us. Lord, you also promise to bless those who give. What a wonderful gift. Thank you for teaching us how important it is then to ask for help. Bring to mind someone I can reach out to for help, a friend, family member, a neighbor, or someone from church. I know you have the right person in mind who will be glad to help. Thank you for the blessings we receive when we help, serve, and give. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.